Despite the detached nature of MGTOW, everyone on the political spectrum seems to take issue with our independence and helping other men reach that freedom. I'm not going to focus on the obvious monetary losses that MGTOW causes to society, because even if single men contributed equally to the economy as their married counterparts, people would still attack the bachelors. The universal hatred for male independence is its encouragement for introspection. For men on the plantation, they are faced with a force that challenges every decision they have ever made. Men pursuing women base their decisions on how it will impact their reproductive strategy. If something is hindering their chances of getting laid, that thing is often discarded, be it a hobby, a friend, or a dream. When that ruthless determination is challenged, most men instinctively protect themselves from the harm that comes with realizing their mistakes and acknowledging the weakness that comes from the dependence on female validation. Being able to change your entire identity and forge your own way is one of the greatest challenges, and everyone listening should realize that you are in the minority of men and always will be. Most men would rather remove that challenger, the bachelor, from the equation entirely rather than face the possibility that they might be on the wrong path. The danger seen in MGTOW is the challenge it presents to the narrative. If you spend some time around some really blue pill men so far gone that you really don't feel anything for them, neither pity or hope, you will realize that these men really can't conceive of a different way of life. Presenting only the most basic principles of MGTOW would trigger such a shock in their systems that they would be in disbelief. Once a man learns the lessons MGTOW can teach, even if he does return to the plantation afterwards, he will never look at it in the same way again. Once the seeds of freedom have been planted, they will grow and entangle around everything that is suppressing that urge for more. Not all men are meant for freedom. It's a harsh truth to accept, because I would love to see every man living to his full potential. Some people are just not meant to lead themselves, but it's not any person's place to determine who can and who can't, or who should or shouldn't. The plantation will always exist because most people don't want to lead themselves. They may say they love freedom, but look at their actions and not their words. These people are slaves to their desires, to their emotions, and to the demands of others. Once women are removed from the pedestal, which is an incredible feat and should not be taken lightly, a man will naturally begin to look at what else he put blind faith in and begin to question its value in his life. All parties of power are threatened by this, from the men who need the plantation, the women who survive on it, and the governments that profit from it. Hermits have been around since the beginning of recorded history, but the mass exodus of men worldwide is a new and unique phenomenon. What remains to be seen is if these men are only temporarily leaving, willing to return under better circumstances. A return would lead to an eventual repeat of what we have today. So either we will break the cycle with technology, or extinction, or repeat it indefinitely. What is not temporary are the truths being shared around the world. No amount of ignorance or delusion can put women back on the pedestal once they have been removed. Only a generation of men who have not experienced their raw nature, unleashed and made bare for all to see, can even consider putting them on the pedestal. If something reliably fails, it is forever tarnished in the eyes of a reasonable man. I have tested many red pill and MGTOW principles against so many people, both men and women, and being proven right every time has destroyed the illusion that people are more than what they appear to be. Female nature may be able to be controlled under the right circumstances, but if it can be corrupted and unleashed without fail with certain variables, like the removal of social shaming or the removal of dependence on the family unit, it can't be trusted. You would know in the back of your mind that any stability you create is just an illusion, and as soon as the right variables mix together in the right environment, any stability you had created would be destroyed. We can't remove hypergamy, we can only do our best to control it. If men realized the futility of trying to control female nature, most would opt out. Men seek to master and optimize, and if you tell them that they can't win the game of female nature, they would simply move on to something they can have an impact on.
We remember the free man.
Job's done.